K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Site selection is important when planning out a garden because sometimes the garden will need alternative growing methods to overcome site-related challenges. Typically, these challenges will be soil-related, either from too much clay or bad drainage. Gardening in raised beds will provide elevation and better soil structure to give anything you want to grow a better chance of survival in wet, rainy southeast Kansas. Raised beds and containers can also be moved to new locations easily, which can protect tender plants in winter, and go vertical to provide gardening in confined spaces such as small yards or apartment balconies. Raised beds are typically made out of lumber, but can also be recycled materials like old tires or plastic. If building the beds out of lumber, the beds are usually raised off the ground 6 to 8 inches. Size can vary, but the width of the bed should not be greater than 4 feet to allow for easy reaching of plants from either side of the bed. Treated lumber is a divisive topic when it comes to building raised bed gardens. Much lumber is treated with preservatives to prevent decay from molds or feeding from insects. Detractors will state that there are many pest-resistant lumber types, like cedar, that should be used instead, while advocates of treated lumber will claim that naturally resistant lumbers are more expensive and still wear out faster, increasing replacement costs. Research has shown that the chemicals used in treated lumber are generally safe for food plants to grow in, but if still concerned about the chemicals, you can use treated lumber and line the insides of the newly constructed bed with a plastic lining to keep your soil from leaching those chemicals out of the wood. Used tires are one other popular material for elevating garden plantings, but as with treated wood, they are another hotly debated part of raised bed gardening. Unlike with treated lumber, there are no research studies analyzing the effects of used tires on garden soil. Much of the appeal of using tires as raised beds comes from the idea that you're preventing tires from being landfilled or burned, and is viewed as a form of recycling. However, because of the many chemicals in tires that are easily mobile in the soil, anything planted in used tires should be ornamental only, such as flowers or annuals, and plastic should line the inside of the tires to prevent those chemicals from making their way into the soil. When designing containers, you should choose plants based on three principles: spillers, fillers, and thrillers. Spillers will hang over the side of the container, fillers will fill in any open soil space, and thrillers are the visual focal point of the design. Typically, there will only be one thriller per container. All container plants should be selected with the expectation that container gardens dry out faster than in the ground gardens. Plants selected for their low water needs will do better in containers and raised beds than plants that require more moisture, unless you are committed to the extra maintenance that they will need. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.